3602. It is Spooks, Hoods, and the Elite. And you can also get Self-Portrait of a Scoundrel for a pledge of $75. The two together for a pledge of $150. It is the Spooky Scoundrel Pack. Thank you for listening to and supporting WBAI New York 99.5 FM. And thank you for your pledges of support.
And you are listening to WBAI in New York. Stay tuned for a live edition of Health Action. I'm Catherine Davis, and I'll be joined by my co-hosts, Mark Hannay and Bob Lederer.
Thanks to you.
Thank you for thinking of me.
I thank you.
Let me say thank you to all you people out there.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
You're tuned to High Five, WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, New York.
Pencil.
Okay, this is Joe Franklin broadcasting on radio station WBAI.
It's 99.5% all natural and preservative free. WBAI FM in New York.
I love this radio station.
Hola, mis amigos. My name is Chico Alvarez, and I'm the host of New World Gallery, which airs every Saturday at 3 p.m. on this station, WBAI. WBAI is listener-supported, commercial-free resistance radio. We challenge the norms and defy them. Let's break down what that really means. It means that no clandestine corporate entity can tell me how to do my show. It means that you, the listener, and the diverse WBAI community have a voice. It is a voice which reverberates across the tri-state area. But in order to keep providing you with the independent news, unique conversation, and groundbreaking arts content you rely on, we need your help. Donate by visiting givetowbai.org. Or pledge right now from your smartphone by texting the letters WBAI to the numbers 41444. And thank you for your support.
Welcome. You're listening to Health Action, and this is WBAI in New York. I'm Catherine Davis, joined by co-hosts Mark Hannay and Bob Lederer. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, Catherine. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And hello, Bob.
Hi, Catherine. Hi, all the listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, and we're here because we are engaged in fundraising here. It's our December drive, and It's really important for us to do everything that we can to support the radio station during this time. So we wanted to come to you live and invite you to call into our pledge line, 516-620-3602. We're going to be featuring some material a little bit later in the program having to do with health. But first, we wanted to reach out to you and ask you to show your support. And, of course, it's a good time to do that. You could become a WBAI buddy. You can make a one-time donation. Membership is $25. But we hope that we can convince you that there's also good reason for you to make that phone call to 516-620-3602. And perhaps, Bob, you'd like to start out and tell people a little bit about our mission here on Health Action. And hopefully people will be motivated for that, as well as the importance of this radio station, WBAI.
Sure. Well, Health Action, as the term suggests, is all about the different ways that we can impact on health, whether it's at the personal, the family, or the community, or for that matter, even the national and global level. Between the three of us on the team, Catherine Davis, Mark Hennay, and myself, we cover all the different aspects of both individual health, how you can use the tools of holistic healing and psychosocial, inspiration to policies at the city, state, and federal level, and even sometimes we'll look at health on a global level as to what needs to change in the inequities that exist between the wealthy elite in this country and the rich countries in general and the global south. So we look at the whole gamut and try to take a really holistic view of everything in the broadest sense of that word.
Excellent, excellent. And Mark, maybe you could expand that perspective, because I know even in your professional life, you are an activist and you work with a lot of organizations and health policy, and you really look at issues that affect people immediately with regard to that. How important is a radio station like WBAI for people who are concerned about having health care or access to services?
Well, I think it's critical. WBAI is a really unique station in the New York City area, and now, of course, in the area of the Internet, you can listen to it anywhere, anytime, and even catch up on past programs that you might have missed that's offered here on the station. Through our archives and download system. I think what's unique about WBAI is that the station actually offers a variety of health programming. Bob talked about our own show here, Health Action, which is on every Thursday morning at midnight. We also have a number of programs. You host the Heart of Mind program, mm-hmm. Mondays at 1 o'clock, and there are other programs, I mean, other radio stations that offer health, that cover health a bit. It's either usually in the context of other programs in which they're covering a variety of things, and health is just sort of one of them every now and then, or it's a program that oftentimes really, particularly in commercial radio stations, borders on the area of promoting a particular product. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but necessarily, but it oftentimes they've got an axe to grind or a product to pitch, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And here at WBI, the health program that is offered, because we are a non-commercial radio station that relies solely on the contributions of our listeners, the programming we provide is informational, it's educational, it's designed to help people, as Bob says, sort of across the spectrum from soup to nuts, understand what's going on and how they can get involved, what they can do for themselves, their families, their communities, and so forth. So I think that's what's really unique about WBAI and why I really want to urge listeners this evening to call in and make a pledge to the station. It's that time of year when everyone's in the giving spirit, and we're at the beginning of that period, which will culminate later this month for many people. And we hope that WBAI Radio is one of the things at the top of your list that you want to express some thanks and generosity to during the current holiday season.
This is true, and one of the things that's nice about this time of year is that people can think ahead to those tax deductions because we are listener-supported, non-commercial, non-profit radio, and any donation you do give to WBAI is something that you'll be able to have that little benefit from, in addition to just being able to hear the programs. And I really agree with you, Mark. A lot of what we hear on the mainstream media comes in little bits and pieces. It's rarely that we have an opportunity to go into depth or to hear something in depth. And it's rare that we're going to hear something that challenges the advertising policy of that particular network or station. And I would say editorial policy, but the truth of it is it's really advertising policy. They're not going to have any programming that goes against their financial resource. And while we don't have that, we do still need those financial resources to be able to continue and support and sustain our radio station. And again, I'll give out that number, 516-620-3602. You could also go to the website, give to WBAI.org online. You can do that now or at any time and make a donation to WBAI. And it really helps when you want, if you can become a WBAI buddy, because even if it's a small amount, it could be $10 a month, it could be $100 a month, it could be $1,000 a month. But when we have enough of you who are making that commitment, that makes it so much easier for us to retreat from having as many fund drives as we do, because there'll be a sustaining income to support the station. So I encourage you to consider doing that. We would really, really appreciate that.
Catherine, if I may, maybe each of us could talk a little bit. As you say, the station is able to cover issues in depth because we don't have to worry about commercial concerns. Maybe for a couple minute or so, each of us could talk about a recent topic that was you helped produce a segment for this program, Health Action, because typically our interviews are around 20 minutes long where we really get a chance to get in depth on a particular topic with something. So maybe I can ask you, what was the topic that you covered recently that that you actually learned something with as part of producing the segment?
Well, I did produce a really interesting segment on belly dancing, actually. And belly dancing is actually something that is very useful and recommended for women who have issues with fibroids, because it's a lot about movement and circulation in the body using the belly dancing. But I also learned a lot about the history of the dance and how it's not as it's portrayed in this country, but it's more of a communal way of moving and dancing that it actually originates in Egypt. And it's just an interesting way that here we see something that becomes distorted and we look at it as some kind of cabaret or some kind of other kind of scintillating activity, but in its origin, it's actually a community dance. The children do it, the men do it, the women do it, and it really is very aerobic and very good for one's health. And it also is a way of liberating the spirit. So it allows us to get comfortable with our bodies and to move into a place of loving our bodies. And this was from a teacher who taught big women. And so he was teaching belly dance to women so that they can move into a space of ease and comfort with their bodies, when otherwise our society would teach those of us who have big hips to somehow be ashamed of that and not want to move. So I thought it was a very enriching program.
Huh. It was part of the reason, the origin of the dance, for health reasons?
Well, the origin of the dance, well, it's cultural. It's more cultural than health reasons, in fact, of its origin. But some people say that it is it helps women in the whole childbearing process so that they can have strong uterine muscles and uterine tissues and be able to bear children well. But it wasn't limited or even created for that reason. It's just one of the advantages of it. And as I said, it was actually recommended by a physician to one of my guests, one of the students, as a remedy for fibroids, problems with fibroids.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And Bob, something you might have produced for the show recently?
Yeah, well, Mark and I together annually produce a special on World AIDS Day, which is December 1st, designated by the World Health Organization. And this year, I thought it was really important to get a close-up look at the impact of the catastrophe that followed Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico on Puerto Rican people living with HIV and AIDS. So we had a longtime AIDS activist who himself is a long-term survivor, more than 20 years, has been living with the virus. And he talked about, first of all, the really run-down and underfunded nature of the medical care system in Puerto Rico before the storm hit on September 29th. And then, of course, how it's been further devastated, drastically devastated since then by, of course, the takedown of the electrical grid, and the fact that even today, not all the hospitals are fully back up and running with electricity. They mostly have generators, but those generators don't always provide 24/7 power. They generate their own form of pollution with the, you know, the energy that powers them. And of course, because the funding collapsed, they are struggling to, you know, keep stocked with the drugs and the supplies and, you know, just all the typical needs of a hospital. And this is true also in other kinds of medical care centers. But the inspiring thing is, as those of us who really looked into what's happening in Puerto Rico, is all the grassroots activity that has been sparked in the face of these multiple tragedies. And that is that people, just grassroots, rank and file people, are stepping into the void and engaging in mutual aid and helping to get help out to the, especially the more rural areas, where sometimes transportation has been very difficult because of roads being ruined by fallen trees and many other problems. And so the AIDS community is stepping up and really pulling together. And plus, they're doing a financial relief campaign here in the U.S. and in Puerto Rico to, you know, online to raise funds for people with HIV. So it was both a heartbreaking story, but also an inspiring one, and one that we really need to keep an eye on.
Excellent. Mark?
My understanding, Bob, is that the pharmaceutical industry is a major industry on the island, and I presume among the products it produces is drugs to treat HIV. did your guest talk at all about how that's been affected?
He didn't get into that in particular, but I've read some reports that the drug companies based there, of course, like every other structure, right, you're all affected to one degree or another by the lack of electricity or by buildings being damaged. And so this has slowed down the drug production process, and that has affected the supply, not just in Puerto Rico, but, you know, in the U.S. and other places that the drugs are exported to. I think that may be on its way to being fixed now. We're looking at up to, you know, 3 months later. But, yeah, so there's all these interconnected problems. And, I mean, this is even aside from a whole other topic we could get on concerning the drug companies and health, which is that they are one of the major yes. polluters in Puerto Rico. And part of why they went there, besides the fact that the U.S. Congress gave them a very generous, a very outrageous tax break in the 70s. But another reason is because the environmental regulations in Puerto Rico are so weak because of the political clout of big companies that they could get away with the level of destroying the water quality, for instance, that they couldn't quite do to that degree. I mean, they're bad in the U.S., but they're even worse in Puerto Rico.
And if I could pick up there, the segment that I produced for our World AIDS Day special, which we broadcast a week ago and which is available online for people to listen to, is I had a couple guests on that talked about the record of the new Congress and the new presidential administration now approaching almost a year being in power, what they have done about HIV/AIDS, if anything, positive, most of it negative, and talked with them. And we looked at the impact at three levels. One, as you mentioned, Bob, we try to look at issues on a global perspective so that we're not quite so parochial, as it were. And so we talked a bit about the impact on international health and HIV/AIDS programs, what's been happening around that, both in terms of policy and the operation of the programs themselves in countries that have been really hard hit by the HIV/AIDS crisis. We, of course, looked at what's been happening for us as a nation here in the U.S. Under the new regime, the fight over the future of various healthcare programs has been very much a front burner issue in the U.S. since the new Congress came to power last January. Fortunately, they've not been successful in passing any major legislation. First, they tried to take down the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid, and family planning. Now they're in the middle of a big tax bill fight, which will have very serious implications for health programs and healthcare access and so forth. And that's playing itself out now. Yesterday, legions of healthcare activists, led by AIDS groups, by the way, Housing Works in particular, were in Washington, D.C. and invaded members of Congress's offices and committed civil disobedience. And around 140 or so were arrested and put through the system, gained a lot of media coverage. So we took a look at that whole larger issue of healthcare programs and the importance of them to the HIV/AIDS community and people living with HIV/AIDS. Medicaid is the major provider of health coverage for people living with HIV/AIDS, so it's very much a central issue. And the Affordable Care Act has really expanded access to coverage for hundreds of thousands of people across the country, including people with HIV/AIDS. And then we also looked at what are the impacts of the congressional administration policies on New York, both our city and our state, as well as everyday New Yorkers, and what's at stake with them. And the president of Housing Works, founder and president, Charles King, talked a lot about what it means for us here and what all these things mean for us here in New York and what's at stake. So that was kind of our World AIDS Day special for this year. So, again, I want to encourage folks to check out the archive. And actually all our programs, I think the archive has programs going back 3 months, are there, and you can get a sense, if you haven't had a chance to check out Health Action before, of the various topics we've covered and guests we've had and so forth.
That's right. That number to call to make your pledge is 516-620-3602. We're featuring two different premiums today at two different levels. If you can make a pledge of $75, we're offering you the Food Matters DVD. And if you can pledge at the $25 level, we're offering you the Ayurveda for Weight Loss DVD. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But, Mark, I was wondering if you had a chance to look at this new tax cut bill to see what they snuck in there with regard to dismantling Obamacare.
Well, the House enacted its version of a tax bill just prior to the Thanksgiving break for Congress. And they did some things directly impacting healthcare programs. And in particular, they got rid of the medical deduction that people take on their taxes if they have high medical expenses during a given year and it's above a certain percentage of their family income. And they don't take a standard deduction, they're able to, deduct their total medical expenses from taxes. And it really helps families, particularly with an older family member or someone living with a disability, that have high out-of-pocket costs for health care. So that was on the table. The Senate bill came along, which they just passed literally last Saturday morning at like 2 in the morning or something like that, rushed through after giving senators the final copy of the bill an hour before the debate began, 500 pages in which changes were handwritten into the margin so that the senators had no idea really what they were doing, just kind of rushed it through. But at any rate, the Senate also included a repeal of the requirement that all Americans have some sort of health coverage in place. Either they get it through their employer or family member's employer, or they qualify for a public program. And if neither one of those things are options, then you're supposed to carry coverage yourself for yourself and your family, and you go into the private market. And if your income is below a certain level, which is fairly generous, actually, you get some financial help to help you buy the insurance and use the insurance for your deductibles and copays and so forth. So that provision is part of the Senate bill, where you're no longer required to carry your insurance coverage. And what that will really do is kind of blow up our insurance markets here, because the only people who will then make sure they have coverage are the people who actually need the coverage, sicker people. If you've got any kind of a medical condition that costs a lot of money to get treated, and almost all health care in this country is very expensive. So, but de facto, everyone kind of carries it if you at all can and you have a serious condition. Then the market will just sort of degrade into that sort of a situation where only sicker people are in the insurance pool, the younger, healthier people drop out, and the premiums then begin to skyrocket, and the whole system sort of collapses pretty quickly. And the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that should this provision be included in a final tax bill that Congress may enact, that over the 10-year period of the tax bill, and Congress always does any kind of financial things, budget or whatever, in a 10-year window, so that's how they estimate this stuff, that over that 10-year period, 13 million people would be forced to lose their coverage because they couldn't afford or carry it anymore, including over 800,000 people in New York. So it's really quite a serious situation, and people are starting to mobilize. The budget resolution that Congress enacted in late October, which allows them to go ahead with this tax bill and everything, explicitly calls for, over the 10-year period, a $1 trillion cut to the Medicaid program and a $0.5 trillion cut to the Medicare program in order to pay for this tax bill. the main beneficiaries of this tax bill are large special interest international corporations and the top 1% of taxpayers. So millions of Americans' health care is either going to be taken away or severely limited and adversely affected in order to provide tax cuts to these folks. So the tax bill really is a health care bill as much any other kind of bill as a tax bill. So healthcare, people care about health care, and these are the people who were in Washington yesterday. Simultaneously to the action in Washington yesterday, there were hundreds of demonstrations across the country outside offices of members of Congress. We had one here in New York on Staten Island in front of the office of Representative Dan Donovan, who is the only Republican member of Congress from New York City. The Republicans are doing this tax bill entirely on their own. They've shut out the Democrats. And over 50 people showed up, told some really compelling stories about what was at stake for them. It garnered lots of local media attention on Staten Island. Fortunately, Representative Donovan voted against the House tax bill when it came up a month ago. So this was sort of an event in the case of New York City calling on him to stand strong against any pressure he might be getting from his leadership, and if and when a tax bill might come back to the House for consideration, that he would again vote against it.
Wow. And see, this is why we need a program such as Health Action and a radio station such as WBAI, because we're
right.
not getting this detail of information. And I'm sure there's all kinds of things hidden in this bill beyond health that's going to impact our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Across the board on all kinds of social programs, everything is on the chopping block. It's not just health care.
That number to call is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. For those of you who listen regularly to Health Action, it would be very helpful if you could make that pledge in support of the program. You can add any of the programs that you enjoy and donate in the name of several shows if you like. But please do make a pledge, 516-620-3602. Your donation makes it possible for WBAI to continue this work. When you look at the media landscape, it is a desert. It's a desert with regard to information. And even those good programs that you might find on the internet may ultimately be affected by this new repeal of net neutrality, so that you won't even be able to get to that information. So there's this tremendous shutdown of access to information, resources, and as well as all of the supportive and sustaining programs. And we need WBAI going forward more than ever, and your support will make a tremendous difference. Again, 516-620-3602. We are recommending two premiums today for those of you who would like a gift. At the $75 level, we'll send you a copy of the Food Matters DVD. And Food Matters uncovers the trillion-dollar worldwide sickness industry and gives people some scientifically verifiable solutions for curing disease naturally. So, and it's basically going to the Hippocratic Oath, and it talks about let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food, because we're going to have to really take care of ourselves as we go forward. At the $25 level, we're offering you Ayurveda for weight loss. And this is a DVD included in the package, is also a booklet that gives you diet, some recipes, and really explains Ayurveda. And in this DVD, it's only a $25 pledge. Dr. John Dulyard shows you how the ancient science of Ayurveda puts nature on your side for lasting results. So you have these two opportunities. We'll play a little bit, a clip from each, before we finish for today. But I just want to turn over to you, Mark and Bob, if you had any thoughts before going to some audio.
Well, this is Bob. I just want to encourage everyone listening to think about the health issues in the past year that have come up in the lives of yourself and the family members that you care about. And, of course, everything in our health is intimately affected by our diets. So whether it's the food premium or the Ayurvedic medicine, which really has remedies for every major condition, there's something here that can help you, the people you care about. And then, of course, this is the holiday season. People are looking for ways to show their love to other, you know, friends and family, and these could be perfect gifts. So either way, whether it's for you or whether to pass it on to someone else, it's a great way of doing something caring while also caring about this station that I know that many of you have a great regard for and really would hate to see disappear. And we need the money now more than ever. We're really struggling, and we hope you'll go to your phones now and give us a call and make a pledge.
And that number is 516-620-3602, or you can go to the website give2wbai.org.
And if I may, I really also want to echo what Bob said about this. We're a resource here for our community and our city here at WBAI. Across the board, all the programmers, almost all of whom are volunteers and come from the community to bring you information on whatever the topic may be. It's a really unique voice where we put real New Yorkers on the air who have an avocation, if you will, on different topics, ours being on health. It's really a unique voice, and in the era now that we've been living in for the last year or so, given the new political context here in the United States, a station like WBAI and the larger Pacifica network that we're part of is absolutely essential to keep on the air as things may or may not change around people's access to the internet should these changes to net neutrality go forward. And there's a very much a grassroots pushback against all of that BAI has been covering well, I must say. A station like WBAI, we come to you over the air for free. All you have to do is kind of turn us on, and there we are. But that doesn't just happen magically. It happens because we're a community-supported radio station. Listeners like you call in and make a pledge. And so that's what we're calling and that's what we're coming to and asking about tonight. The BAI Buddy program, been around several years now, is really a fantastic way to be that supporter of WBAI. It's an amount you can pledge every month on a credit card or a debit card. You don't even miss it, $10 or more a month. You probably spend that amount of money on any given day, maybe on a few cups of coffee or a newspaper or something, probably squeeze it in somehow. Just make a pledge, feel good about that. It helps provide the financial stability that the station needs, where we have a certain amount of money that we know is coming in every month. And then we use these occasional pledge drives to sort of add the additional money that's needed to kind of keep everything humming along nicely. I do want to thank everybody in our recent fund drives. They've gone well. They've been better than anticipated and have been in recent years. We want to thank you as listeners for responding. Now is the holiday season, and we'd like to encourage you to help stuff WBAI stocking this year and get us ready for next year. We're sure you're on your good list, and so please go to your phone, make that telephone call, become a member of WBAI. We've got these couple of premiums that Catherine has mentioned that we're offering as thank you gifts for becoming a member of the station. But the really important gift is you becoming a member of the station.
Absolutely, thank you very much, Mark and Bob, for joining me for this portion of the station. I'm going to play a little bit of audio and continue to encourage all of you who are tuned in this morning to call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And
thank you, Catherine, for coming into the station and bringing the three of us and all of our listeners together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. Mm-hmm.
Disease, the fungus, another disease comes and attacks them. So now they come crying to the chemical company and say, well, our plants are dying and they won't grow and we have pests. And of course, the chemical companies are terribly happy to sell them pesticides and fungicides and growth stimulants and all kinds of other things.
Charlotte Gerson.
Through his intellect, man has developed a superiority over every other form of animal life. From his modern chemistry, biology, and dedicated research have come thousands of effective chemical compounds, all to help revolutionize the productivity of our own agriculture.
So what we are getting, even if we eat just commercial vegetarian food, we get deficient, toxic food. Because with all these pesticides and chemicals and sprays and all of that, the food is not healthy and it's deficient. So we can't help but be deficient and toxic.
And then we cook it. And studies show that even if you lightly steam your food, you're going to lose the enzymes that are in it.
The simplest thing is that there are live enzymes or live workers inside of foods that help with your body's digestion of foods and the use of the nutrients that are there. So raw food should be a part of everybody's diet.
When you cook food, the immune system reacts to it as a toxin. Most people don't know that. When you cook your food, the body goes through a process called digestive leukocytosis, where it starts generating white cell activity against the cooked food you've eaten, presumably because the cooking process has bastardized the food structure in a way that the body cannot recognize, and so the body is now treating that food as a toxin. That's not a good thing for your body to do to the food that you're hoping is going to nourish you.
There was a Swiss doctor by the name of Paul Kutchkoff, who he was the first to show in the 1930s, that if you ate a diet that was more than 51% cooked food, that your body would react to the food as if it was being invaded by a foreign organism. Dr. Kutchkoff was the first to demonstrate that if 51% of your meals were raw, that you would have no leukocytosis, or you would actually have no white blood cell reaction, so your immune system would not be activated with a false alarm. We're dealing with so many immune system issues today. We have to make sure that at least 51% of every meal that we have is raw so that we don't overburden that already burdened immune system.
How can you build a building that you expect to last 100 years if you put the poor building materials in? Same thing with your body. How can you expect your body to last for a long and enjoyable lifetime if you don't put the proper building blocks in there? Everybody knows we are what we eat. If you eat garbage, you're going to get garbage.
Think of it as chronic malnutrition, because that's what's going on. That's why people are tired. You're not supposed to be tired in the afternoon. You're supposed to be alive and vibrant.
This has led people naturally to discover superfoods and discover that certain foods have an extraordinary quality of vitamins and minerals and all kinds of cofactors and enzymes and, you know, special chemicals that, for example, will cause us to live longer, will cause our skin to be softer, et cetera, et cetera. Spirulina was consumed in Mexico City as the primary protein source for 5,000 years. Spirulina is the highest protein content food in the world. The Max Planck Institute discovered that 50% of protein is destroyed in any food once you cook the food. Therefore, superfood plant-based protein sources are going to be a key food of the future, because we can get all the protein that we need from those sources. They've been undamaged by heat, and they are completely absorbable. They can be liquefied easily. That's what I'm saying by absorbable. How much energy do you think it takes to turn spirulina into a liquid and get in your body? Well, you put spirulina in water, it's already liquefied. You drink it, it'll go right into your cells like that. But a steak requires a massive amount of energy to liquefy it and make it absorbable by your digestive system.
These superfoods can confer exceptional properties to your health and well-being.
Cacao beans stack up on the mineral content against anything in the world. It's the highest natural source of magnesium. It's the highest natural source of chromium. It's very likely the highest natural source of iron. It's very likely the highest natural source of manganese. It's one of the highest contents of zinc. It's one of the highest contents of copper. All the cofactors needed for healthy metabolism, it's in the cacao bean. It's one of the highest vitamin C content foods in the world, but all processed chocolate has no vitamin C in it because heat destroys vitamin C. It has the highest antioxidant content. That means that if we are really going to take advantage of what we learned in nutrition, that antioxidants protect us from DNA damage, viral damage, cancer, protect us from skin damage, et cetera, it's either going to be this and then we eat, or it's going to be this and then we eat. And this right here could be the most horrid chemical soup of all time, or it could be the most extraordinary superfood of all time, and it's the same amount of work to get it into our mouths. We probably as a culture have got our values inverted. We'd rather spend money on rent than we would on the best food ever. We'd rather spend money on a car or a house than on feeding our children the greatest superfoods that have ever been discovered in the world. Because we don't know. It's just a values inversion because we just got confused. We saw some program that sold us on buying this car, and suddenly we're buying that car when really we should take that money and invest it into our family's health, buy the best food ever, which is the basis.
If I eat a lousy...
It's a wonderful film, and we won't have time to hear much more of it, but I'll tell you about it. It's only a $75 pledge when you call that number, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, Food Matters DVD. And you could also go to the website, give2wbai.org, and just go to the top right little search bar and put in Food Matters, and you will come up with this. Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. And this is a quote of Hippocrates. That is a message from the founding father of modern medicine, echoed in this controversial documentary film, Food Matters, from the producer-directors James Kilcohan and Lauren Van Bosch, with nutritionally depleted foods, chemical additives, and our tendency to rely upon pharmaceutical drugs to treat what is wrong with our malnourished bodies, it's no wonder that modern society is getting sicker. And I'm seeing this again and again in my family and my friends and in the community. People are not feeling well, and we can change this. It's in our power to change it. Food Matters uncovers the trillion-dollar worldwide sickness industry and gives people some scientifically verifiable solutions for curing disease naturally, in what promises to be the most contentious idea put forward. The filmmakers have interviewed several world leaders in nutrition and natural healing who claim that not only are we harming our bodies with improper nutrition, but that the right kind of food, supplements, and detoxification can be used to treat chronic illness as fatal as terminally diagnosed cancer. The focus of the film is in helping us rethink the belief system fed to us by our modern medical health care establishments. The interviewees point out that not every problem requires costly major medical attention, and they reveal many alternative therapies that can be more effective, more economical, less harmful, and less invasive than conventional medical treatments. And that is Food Matters when you call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're only going to be here for a few more moments, and I invite you to call and make that pledge. We are also featuring Ayurveda for Weight Loss by Dr. John Dulier, D.C., Doctor of Chiropractor, Ph.D. I'm going to put this DVD in the computer. And let's see if we can get a taste of that as well. What's really nice about this DVD is that it comes in a box with a DVD and a booklet. And it's substantial for a booklet. It's about 36 pages. And in the booklet, it really does go into teaching you about weight loss. It teaches you about Ayurveda. It gives you a three-season diet, the body type questionnaire, a mental profile, behavioral profile, emotional profile, physical profile, fitness profile, profile total. So it gives you a little booklet that that allows you to write in your own information based on what you learn, including what is your body type, Vata, Pitta, or Kapha. And it goes into understanding your mind-body type. What does this mean about your system? It talks about finding balance depending on the kind of body system that you have. It choose an exercise for your body type. So it really does explain how to work with it. Beneficial daily routines, guidelines for proper digestion, weight balancing plan. So it gives you actually what you, the steps, step one, step two, step three, Ayurvedic skin brushing and self-massage. So it's really complete, the daily cycles and what that means for your, how your body system works, how to adjust your diet for each season, and then different tastes, the Ayurvedic taste, sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter, astringent, how the tastes affect your body type. Eat with the seasons. It gives you a winter grocery list. So it goes through the seasons, and it tells you which foods are best to eat per season. Spring, so it goes through all the seasons, winter, summer. So it's a really good guide that comes with the DVD itself, and the DVD has the basics of Ayurveda, Ayurveda for weight loss, and action plan. So let's see if we can get a few minutes of this. And this is just a $25 pledge, and these are actually in stock at the moment. So when you make that $25 pledge, we can get them right out to you. You could even come and pick it up if you chose to. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. You could also go to give2wbai.org, a $25 pledge for Ayurveda for weight loss. You can still get the Food Matters DVD at the $75 level. And if you want to double up, that would only be a $100 pledge for the pair. Let's see what we come up with.
I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner. Ayurveda is the science of life. Before we get started, let me offer you a few tips about how to best use this DVD so you can get the most out of it. Ayurveda is based on the unique requirements of your body type. So you need to learn what body type you have. To do that, take the body type quiz located in the booklet included with this DVD. Once you've determined your body type, you're ready to learn more. In a moment, I'll cover the basics of Ayurveda and what this ancient science can offer us today in the modern world. After that, you can use this DVD to learn more about your specific health concerns through the lens of Ayurvedic medicine. The action plan will show you what you can do every day, starting today, to manage your condition, improve your health, and heighten your sense of well-being. So, let's begin. In our modern world, with all the distractions, we've lost our connection to nature. Ayurveda gives us the tools to reconnect with those natural cycles and live in optimum health. Ayurveda is the science of life. It is India's traditional system of medicine. Ayu means life, and Veda means knowledge. So it's the knowledge of how to live your life in harmony with these natural cycles. We all see them. Sunrises, sunsets, seasons change, whales migrate, leaves turn red, fall off trees, birds fly south. Their survival depends on them being connected to these very important cycles. Our good health also depends on us living in sync with these natural cycles. That is Ayurveda. The goal of Ayurveda is to live a life in balance. When we live our lives in balance, we find ourselves waking up in the morning refreshed. We don't have cravings throughout the day. We finish our day with the same energy as when we started. We go to sleep, we sleep well. We have learned how to live our lives in sync with the natural cycles. We all know that stress is the cause of 80% of our health concerns. Ayurveda gives us the tools to reduce our stress, to live our lives in harmony, and experience optimal health. Nature provides for us the foods that we eat. We all know that foods are harvested at a specific time of the year, in a specific place, but they're also for a very specific...
And we are just about out of time for this. You've been listening to a tiny bit of Ayurveda for weight loss, but it really is a primer, giving you the basics of what you need to know to begin incorporating this system into your overall well-being. And I thought that was a wonderful introduction. I'm sure that we can all imagine how wonderful it would be to have that, to be able to have that sense of relaxation and that sense of peace. The number to call is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And you can make that pledge, only a $25 pledge of support for Ayurveda for weight loss. And you get the little box with the DVD and this booklet that gets you started. It really does get you started. And we invite you to do that. Make that phone call at the $75 level, pledge for Food Matters DVD, which goes deep into the various forms of understanding nutrition and food. $75 pledge for Food Matters and a $25 pledge for the Ayurveda for Weight Loss DVD. Again, call that number, please. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. In just a moment, we will be shifting to Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund. I invite you to stay tuned, and he will be here with you in just a moment. But make that phone call in the meantime, 516-620-3602. Go to the website, give to wbai.org. 516-620-3602. $25, you get your membership and your DVD, Ayurveda for Weight Loss, for that $25 pledge. At the $75 pledge, Food Matters, the DVD, and you could also pledge for both. It would only be $100 for both pieces. So stay tuned, and please do support WBAI.
I didn't mean to stop the music that abruptly or that rudely, but I did, and it's time was up. But that doesn't matter when the time is up. You're supposed to, it's 1 a.m. in New York City, and you're supposed to segue nicely. You're supposed to play nice, even though I should tell you, speaking of playing nice, despite that, that this is listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio in New York City, WBAI, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. And, here we go. Yes, it's called Intro. I think I'll try that one. Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. With us this morning is Catherine M. Valenti, a.k.a. Cat Valenti. But first, we'll have a movie review. Stay tuned. Oh, yeah, and join us on Facebook Live.
Big, raucous, elaborate ball of nothing. In terms
okay,
of
we're,
the
we're
thought
gonna, we're
going to
start that again
because
I had the volume down. Take it away, Dan.
Thor Ragnarok is a big, raucous, elaborate ball of nothing. In terms of the Thor corner of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that's not much of a surprise. The previous Thor films have felt as pointless, seemingly existing more because Thor is a part of the Avengers and thus gets his own franchise, whether or not the people charged with committing his adventures to the screen feel particularly motivated to tell them. So, no surprise, but a disappointment. The director of Ragnarok is Taika Waititi, whose resume leans more toward the comedic, with such stuff as the HBO series Flight of the Conchords and the quite good vampire mockumentary What We Do in the Shadows. An odd choice at face for an epic mythic property like Thor, but given that the epic mythic wasn't particularly working for Thor previously, giving a more idiosyncratic director a shot wasn't necessarily a bad idea. Unfortunately, it appears Waititi couldn't quite reconcile what Disney/Marvel wants out of their superhero films with his own comedic instincts. At its most simplest synopsis, Thor Ragnarok is about the return of Thor's long-lost sister, Hela, the goddess of death, played by Cate Blanchett, her claim to the throne of Asgard, and the advent of Ragnarok, the fall of Asgard, an actual event in Norse mythology, it turns out. But the film takes a lot of detours to get to that core stuff, the most prominent being Thor's involuntary recruitment into the arena games of the Grandmaster, played by Jeff Goldblum. Your mileage may vary, which despite the fact that it has Thor once again played with affable manliness, or manly affableness by Chris Hemsworth, going against the Hulk, played in his human incarnation by Mark Ruffalo, doesn't in the end amount to much beyond giving the CG animators a chance to have two larger-than-life characters wail on each other to immense and admittedly entertaining destruction. Basically, you get a lot of stuff thrown into a grab bag. A giant fire monster trashing Asgard, a cameo by Doctor Strange, Loki, always Loki and always welcome, Tom Hiddleston and Hemsworth have great chemistry together, without any kind of resonance at all. The death of a relatively major character comes near the beginning of the film and feels more like the studio couldn't afford the actor's asking price than that it provided any dramatic momentum. Actually, it feels like a lot of the script got pared down seriously without much care about what was being hacked away. While Waititi worked some good, funny moments throughout, It begins to feel like a lot of the humor exists on its own temporal plane, divorced from the universe that is marvelously cinematic. And that gets annoying after a while. I was hoping that Thor Ragnarok would benefit from a healthy shot of fun, and to an extent it does. But this is another Thor film that seems to exist because someone decreed that a Thor film needs to exist. I hesitate to say this, but you could go to see it, and when it begins to drag for you, get up and leave. No big surprises happen at the end. The big finale is billboarded in that title. And what you'll be missing will be nothing more than a hash of CG animation that doesn't really stand above the CG finales of previous MCU films. Next up for the Marvel Cinematic Universe is Black Panther, directed by Ryan Coogler of Fruitvale Station and Creed. So that should be interesting, and hopefully better. For Hour of the Wolf, I'm Dan Persons, hashtag ITMFA.
Okay, now the very first thing that I have to do is apologize to Dan, because Dan, if he's listening to this live in Philly or late online, will have noticed that that was only half of the review that he sent me. The other half was concerning the conversation that Matt Kressel and I had about Blade Runner, the franchise, I guess. And because we have a guest this morning, and I want to maximize the time with her, and also, and I will want to respond to Dan about what he had to say, which was a response to me, and Matt, I don't want to take away from that. We'll have that conversation next week. And then, Dan, if you want to call up, we can talk about it on the air. But right now, I have a great deal. I will summarize to everything that you said. You're wrong. No, no, you aren't wrong. But I think there was something you misunderstood. And as for Thor, it's not worth discussing Thor. I liked it. You didn't. It's a piece of cotton candy. It doesn't matter in the scheme of Skiffy. What does matter is having great, wonderful writers. We had, I hope that you all have time machines in place so you can go to last night's event. We had our first all music, all game show event ever with Sarah Pinsker and Kat, or if you prefer, Catherine Valenti. And Heath Miller. I saw this at ReaderCon. Okay. I saw them do this at ReaderCon, and it was basically a game. Not was. It's a game show. It's a game show. More in the British style than the American style, in which, you know, nobody wins. In case of prize, duplicate ties will be awarded. But, you know, it's there for the entertainment. It's there for the fun and all that. And it was bleeping great. Now, for those, you know, I didn't bring your bio with me.
That's
but,
okay.
You know, but let me just say,
I write some stuff.
Catherine Valenti, she writes some stuff. She breaks barriers, I would say, in terms of how do you describe this?
It was crowdfunded in the early days before, I mean, Kindle really was just getting started. It was really very much the dawn of crowdfunding. So it was just a donation button on my website that said, pay whatever you think the book is worth. So,
yeah.
I mean, what we think of as crowdfunding these days, Patreon and Kindle and Kickstarter, none of these things really, well, many of them didn't exist at all, and Kindle barely did. So it was sort of the Wild West of that in 2009.
Yeah, and that particular book was, and I think that was the last time you were on the show, was before that came out.
Yeah, it was
The Girl Who, oh God, well, I remember this title without, I didn't bring a crib sheet down, The Girl Who Circumnavigated
Fairyland
in
a ship of her own making.
I almost said a boat of her own making.
Yeah. Ship.
So so I would have gotten about 6 out of 8 words.
No, you did better than like most people who don't get it right say the girl who circumvented Fairyland in a ship of her own making, which is a much shorter book.
Circumvented. No, that was by Catherine Valente, yes. Who was a different person altogether, yes. As opposed to Catherine Valente, Catherine M. Valente. She also spells Catherine differently.